Hello and welcome to another CineQuest video. Today we're going to be talking about the best horror movie to come out of 2024 so far, Night Swim. Now, if you're still here after me saying that, then you know I am actually lying. It is not the best movie or horror, even horror movie of 2024. In fact, it is a very bland movie. This is a synopsis of the movie, and this is how pretty much straightforward it is. And I'm just going to read the IMDb synopsis of this movie. That way you can see exactly what we're dealing with here. A woman swimming in her pool at night is terrorized by an evil spirit. Mind you, there is more that does go on. It is actually an entire family that moves into a new house, and they are haunted by this pool because there's ghosts and spirits in it. We don't find out later how and why they got there, and even why they got there is a little iffy. Like, the story doesn't actually go into full detail as to why they are there. This movie was written and directed by Bryce McGuire. I have no idea who that is. And if this is your first try, you know, good job on getting a movie made. But, you know, try better next time, because this was not it. The movie stars Wyatt Russell, Carrie Condon, Gavin Warren, and Amelie Harford. But that is the family that moves into this house and is terrorized by these spirits. And I think the first person to actually see it is the mother when she is night swimming, and she sees seems like a distorted version of her husband. And then, of course, it kind of goes on from there. The boy sees it, and then the girl experiences something. And then the father is kind of just in a haze and just doesn't really believe anything that's going on. You know, there has to be a rational explanation as to why anyone is seeing anything. And maybe it's due to the fact that he was a baseball player and has MS and no longer plays baseball. His ego is getting in the way, you know. Maybe something's going on that he can't explain. I'm reading too much into it, really. And Wyatt Russell, he looks very familiar. I feel like I've seen him before, and he has like a very familiar face. Hold on, give me one second here. Oh, he's the son of Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. Dude, your father is Snake Plissken. Jack Burton. Nah, man. I didn't think he did a great job in this movie. I wouldn't even say good. I wouldn't even say satisfactory. His delivery of the lines were a little off. And I don't know if that was just me, but I just didn't find his acting kind of worth a damn. I think Carrie Condon, the mother, she did fairly well for whatever she was given to try and build up some kind of dramatic tension and urgency whenever all this stuff stops happening. But I really didn't care about the family at all. All the ghosts that they see, there was no scares. I didn't really feel a buildup to anything. It just kind of it was very bland. Let me give some pros. And I think the pros for this movie aren't exactly anything having to do with the movie. That I just felt that night swimming, I don't know if you or anybody out there actually has gone night swimming. I really enjoy night swimming. When I was a kid, my aunt had a pool, and we used to go night swimming all the time. If you listen to any of our other podcasts, there is a story that I have of where the kids are night swimming and there is a lechusa, an owl out there whistling to us, and my aunt goes crazy and starts cussing at it because it's supposed to be a witch, according to a Mexican tradition, or at least in this Mexican tradition, is considered a witch and a bad omen. And I think that was the scariest thing that could have happened, but even as kids, we really didn't register. We're just like, I want to go back in the pool because night swimming is really cool. And I was thinking, is this movie trying to make me afraid to go in the water, a pool, at night? And it failed. If there was that was its intention. Like, it was trying to give me like the Jaws effect, you know, making me afraid to go into the water. And now I am still afraid to go into the water at the beach. I mean, at night, yes, but during the day, there's a little hesitation. There's sea creatures in there that could really mess you up. So that fear or that hesitation isn't unwarranted. So that's the only pros for this movie. Like, I didn't really find anything really redeeming about this movie. The characters were, again, very bland. As they went into the backstory, I felt like it was going to introduce some kind of lore, but then it just kind of fell flat. There was like really nothing going on. And that was a bummer because, I mean, you know, it's possible that they could have had maybe more backstory and maybe there was a bigger story to this than what was shown on the screen, but I didn't see it. And to the cons of this movie, I think I've pretty much gone over most of those things. The acting was kind of unbelievable. I didn't really feel any sort of connection with these characters. So like if anything was about to happen to them, let it happen, please. Show me something scary. Show me something worth it. I came to a horror movie and nothing really horrific is really happening. And again, the parents themselves, well, I don't want to say both parents, but the mother is more believable than the father. The father really doesn't seem to really care too much about his kids, so to speak. He seems more obsessed with his baseball career or his former baseball career, and he's trying to get back into it and trying to push one kid into sports, and the other one's kind of just, he sucks at sports, so he's kind of just tolerating him. That's what it seems like. And I thought the ghosts themselves were pretty bad looking. The effects seemed pretty cheap. And a lot of it happened in the dark, so it didn't seem like they put much effort into making the spirits or the ghosts seem a little bit, even just a tiny bit scary. I felt the story was kind of a mess. And again, a lot of the lore that maybe could have been introduced as to why the pool is actually haunted. And I don't want to give too much away, if you do want to see this movie, I don't recommend it. And just my overall thoughts about this movie, Night Swim feels like it's trying to like get the fear of Jaws in you, Night Swimming, or at least that's what it's, if you're Night Swimming, I mean, and there's a haunted pool, I would imagine they're trying to like create some kind of fear with that kind of pastime. And they keep on throwing in this whole baseball element to it. I mean, if like for at one scene, he's like, it's very dramatic about him like swinging the bat, and it seemed like it was a recreation of like Field of Dreams or Angels in the Outfield or something like that. And it seemed unnecessary. They could have mentioned it. There was a lot more baseball than I was anticipating in this movie. And like I mentioned with the story, it's not well thought out. It's actually kind of laughable the way they kind of attempt to give some exposition and then just kind of, again, falls flat. There's nothing that really happens. Giving any depth to the characters also failed miserably. I didn't have too much empathy or investment into any of these characters. They were just kind of there, and if something happened to them, good. At least something's happening on the screen. In fact, there was a scene where the father, there was a situation with the son, and the father delivers the line very, as a matter of fact, he's like, is he okay? Like, he didn't have any worry for his son. And I actually chuckled a little bit in the theater. Overall, it's a forgetful movie and a very terrible start for horror in 2024. Last year, we got Megan. And Megan was very fun. And, you know, I'd never heard of this before, but I've heard many people say that January is the dumping ground for movies, especially if it's horror. You dump it in January. You know, they did that with, I don't know if it's January or February, but they did that with Scream. And that was fun. Correct me if I'm wrong with that whole Scream thing. But very bland movie. Don't bother watching it. Stream it if you like, but don't waste your money. And that'll be it. If you like this review, please like and subscribe and check out any of our other videos. And we'll see you next time. Bye.